So the inyan that we're discussing is the issue of if you do a mitzvah, you fulfill the mitzvah without the hidur, and then you want to do the hidur afterwards, independent of the mitzvah. Is there any fulfillment, is there any basis for allowing for a hidur mitzvah to be fulfilled independent of the mitzvah? That's basically our question. And we saw the Rambam says, in terms of Hilchas Milah, the way the Pashto's reading of the Rambam is, that the Gemara calls tzitzin she'ein ma'akvinus hamila. That means the or that's the rove of it is taken off, and there's a little bit around the tip of the atara that without removing that, it's still a kasha mila. But if you remove that, that's called a hidur mitzvah zekeli van veil. The Gemara compares that to the other examples that the Braisa brings of Sefer Torah Noah and so on, tzitzis Noah. So it's called a hidur mitzvah. And the way that the Braisa tells us, piresh, once you stop doing the Maisa Mila, you cut most of the Arla, you cut the Tzitzin Hama'akvin and Piresh, then Eina Chozer. So the Rambam understood that to mean not just on Shabbos in terms of that there's no Heter to be Docha Shabbos, but even in terms of the mitzvah itself, even in terms of the fulfillment during the week, there's no basis to go and do the Hidur once you've already finished the mitzvah. And the Torah seems to disagree. The Torah seems to say, Kemat and Furish, that it's only on Shabbos that we say that there's no dechia. If it's one maisa, that's lo piresh, it's one maisa, then the dechia of mila goes on everything, even on the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, that's all b'chal, the din of being docha Shabbos. But when it's piresh, then it's not docha Shabbos. But as far as during the week is concerned, you can be chozer on tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es hamila. So that seems to be a machlokas, at first glance, in this question, whether you can have a hidur mitzvah without the mitzvah. The problem in the Rambam is in the way to read the Gemara. This is what we spent most of the time yesterday on. The Gemara, in explaining who's the Tana that holds this way, that Piresh Eina Chozer. So the Gemara has three suggestions. And at first glance, it sounds like it's an issue relating to Tchi of Shabbos. The Gemara initially compares it to the Tana that holds the Mishmob Noshav Yochim and Broka, that when they're skinning the skin off of the Karban Pesach on the Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos, so you skin it first till the Chazeh, and at that point you can take out the Imurim. And then the question is, can you continue doing the rest of the Hefshit, the rest of the flaying on Shabbos, or do you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos when you're going to roast the Karban Pesach? So the Tana, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Noach Baruch Broka, holds that there's no Heter on Shabbos to continue once you stop at the point of the chaza, which is what they used to do. They stopped at that point, they took out the imurim. So there's no basis to continue doing the hefshit. So that was the Gemara's suggestion. The Gemara's doche by saying, no, maybe he would even agree when it comes to the case of Mila, because of Zekeli Van Veyu, whereas in that case there's no Zekeli Van Veyu. Anyway, so you see that there's a connection in terms of Shabbos. That's what the Gemara was connecting it to. The Gemara has another suggestion that the Gemara rejects as well, regarding Yossi, regarding the case of Kiddush HaChodesh for the Edom to come and be made if they knew that Beis Din already saw the moon, and the Gemara is docha that. And then the Gemara has a third possibility, which the Gemara seems to stay with, that who is the Tana of this Braisa that says that Piresh Eina Chozer? That's the Tana who argues on Rabbi Yossi by the case of the Lechem Aponim. How is it that the Lechem Aponim bread would switch from week to week, that the old bread would come off the table and the new breads, the two stacks of Lechem Aponim, 12 loaves plus the two Bezichei Levona, that they would, the new ones would be replace the old ones. So the Tana there says, the Tana who argues Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanan there, hold that it would have to be in such a way that literally as one part is being removed, the other part is being put on. There'd be four Kohanim on one side of the Shulchan, four Kohanim on the other side, and literally there would be a switch, but there'd never be a second in which there'd be no Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, no, even if there could be a removal of the first 12 loaves with the Bezichim, and then an hour later, but the new ones, that's also called Tamid. But the first Tana says it's not called Tamid if there's a Hefzik in between. So the same way he holds over there that it's not going to count as Tamid if you removed it and then you put the new one later on, so too, Piresh Eina Chozer. Question is, what happens now? At this point in the Gemara, do we explain Piresh Eina Chozer on Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin also in terms of Shabbos? Or apparently what the Rambam understood is that once the Gemara identifies the Tana of the Braisa, a Piresh Ein Achozer, Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin, with the Tana by the Shulchan, that says that you have to literally have, you know, bread at this every second, you can't have an interruption at all. Otherwise it's considered a new Maisa, right, later on. So once you say that, it's going to mean that the Piresh Ein Achozer is even Bechol, which means you can't have Hida Mitzvah without the Mitzvah. That's apparently what the Achronim say, but that's the Rambam. Exactly how does it square with the earlier part of the Sugya? And there's another basic question here in the Gemara. This is what both the Shagas Aryeh and the Beis Halevi ask. I'm trying to do quickly from yesterday. We'll get Nirtz Hashem to the next part soon. The Gemara was Doche, the first Ukimta, that the Tana of the Rice of Piresh and Chozer is Rabbi Yoch, Yishmo, Bnosh, Rabbi Yoch, Membroka, by saying maybe he would agree here, because here you have a Zekeli Van Vey, or maybe that's why you can even be Chozer even after Piresh. Sounds like even on Shabbos, in other words, even on Shabbos. So the Gemara is Doche that. So the Gemara later on says, who is it go like? It goes like the Rabban and the Rabbi Yossi in the case of the Lechem Apanim. No, so that's the same kasha. Let's be doche the raya by saying maybe the chachamim over there would agree when it comes to the case of mila because of zekeli van veil. Whereas in the case of lechem apanim, it's no zekeli van veil. What happened to that dechia? Why not be doche the last ukimta the same way you doche the first ukimta? So here the shagasai and besalevi go slightly different directions, but they're basically the same basic approach in answering this kasha. And again, it comes back to explaining the Rambam. Namely, the Shagasai wants to say it this way. He says that until now we were saying the pshat is that Piresh, you can't be chozer on Tzitzin She'en Ma'akvin. What the Gemara means to say is not the pshat, that the etzem, when it's Piresh, it's no longer the same ma'isa. Mida O'raisa, Piresh and Lo Piresh is the same thing. It's still chada ma'isa, still a hemshach. Elamai, midrabanan, the Chacham considered Pirish to be a hefsik and a machmir, and they say, we're not going to let you continue doing the hefshit. Once you paused at the point of the chazer and you stopped doing it, we're going to view this as a new maisa. You can't be doche Shabbos with what you're going to continue. Midoraisa, however, it would work. But the Chacham, it can be machmir, it goes there, it doesn't look good. They say, we're not going to let you do it. Says the Gemara, that makes sense when it comes to the case of hefshit. So the Chacham can be goes there and say, we're going to view Piresh as a new mice. Midrash, it's not a new mice. But when it comes to the case of Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmo could surely agree, because if you tell me that midrash, it's chada mice, which means that you have, and yet means that you have a zekeli van veyu, because it's hemshach echad, it's one mice, and it's one mice, it's considered connected to the mitzvah. So the Chachamim are not going to stand up to a zekeli van veil midoraisa with a gzeir, which means from the Chagas Aryeh, what comes out in Furish Kimat, is that he understood zekeli van veil as a din doraisa. Because otherwise, a chachamim can be koveya. They made the din zekeli van veil, they can also waive it and say that this, that Pirish is a new maisa, we're not going to let you be doche Shabbos with the kehemshach of the mila. But the answer is zekeli van veil is a din doraisa. So that's how he must have understood. And what it means to say is that zekeli van veil, it's a din d'oraisa, Sra Chacham, and not going to mess with that, and they wouldn't make a gzeira, and therefore a maisa, it's one hemshech, and therefore you should be doche Shabbos as well. Comes to Shagasai, it says, oh, the maskana sa Gemara. The Gemara says, who is the Tana de Braisa? That says, Piresh ein achozer tzitzit she'en ma'akvin. It's the Tana, the Agizam of Yossi, by Lechem Apanim, that says you can't leave the Shulchan without any bread for any, even an instant. What does he apparently hold? He holds that if you have that break, then it's a new maisa nidoraisa. Because we're talking a din lechem apanim. We're not talking about din drabanim here. We're talking about the din that it has to be, that the shulchan has to have, lechem apanim tamid. And apparently, for him, tamid means that literally you can't have it replacing it an hour later. That means that the etzem, he views piresh as a total break. If that's the pshat, then you can't come and ask Akasha, oh, so maybe he'll agree in the case of Tzitzin, She'en Ma'akvin, that you could be Chozer even on Shabbos because of Zekei Van Veil. To the contrary, once you establish that Piresh makes a new Maisa afterwards, then you don't have Zekei Van Veil. not on Shabbos, not on Chol. In other words, here the Rambam comes back. The premise of the Rambam was always there in the Gemara. They cannot have Hebrew mitzvah without the mitzvah. But the extent that it's not a hefsik, then you have the mitzvah. If you have the mitzvah, there can be Docha Shabbos as well. It's Chad HaMaisa. But once you're saying that Piresh is considered to be a new Maisa afterwards, so then I don't have a basis for Hebrew mitzvah either, even B'chol. Ad Kan, more or less, is the Mahalach of the Shagas Aryeh to explain that the Rambam's Yisod remains valid even after you read the Gemara, and Mele he answered this Pshat question as well that we spoke out, that why couldn't the Gemara be Docha later with the Zekeh Levan Veil, the same way the Gemara did before. That's the Mahalach of the Shagas Aryeh. Good. Comes out the Shagas Aryeh is Kedama Pashut, he understands that the Shitas of Rambam and it should be that way, that you cannot have the mitzvah separate from the mitzvah. And the sugya is not a kasha on the Rambam at all. The Beis HaLevi also, what the Shagas Aryeh doesn't do is explain the tour. The tour, the Chayra would argue on all of this. The tour says that the sugya is only about Shabbos, which means that Pashta, so you can have a Hebrew mitzvah without the mitzvah. The Beis HaLevi takes for granted again the Rambam is correct, and we'll soon see he wants to learn even the tour doesn't argue. He has a new var to explain the tour. We'll soon get to that today. But how does he work the sugya according to the Rambam? So he has the same kashis that the Shagas Aryeh asks, and he says to look at the Shagas Aryeh. Says the Beis HaLevi, the word is as follows. Until the Gemara comes to the third suggestion, that the Tana of the Braisa of Tzitzin Shem Akvin is the Tana of the Lechem HaPanim, so until now we're thinking, not the Pshat, like the Shagas Aryeh says, that the Midoraisa, it's not a hefsik, it's really one Raisa of Midrabanan. No, he says like this. La'olam, the Gemara feels that Piresh does not create a new Maisa, period. Are you paused? Okay, you continued. It's an hour later, it was the same day. It was not considered a new Maisa. You continue what you did before. But the Gemara feels that even when you have one Maisa, but the Dchias Shabbos is only limited to what is absolutely essential. Within the Maisa itself, you can start splitting. What's essential for the mitzvah is Docha Shabbos. What's more than that is not Docha Shabbos. The Gemara wanted to equate what you find by the Hefshit, even though it is one Maisa, it's a Hemshech. But the Maisa, we're not letting you be Docha Shabbos on what continues to be that same Maisa, what's not necessary. You don't need to flay the rest as far as the Hakrabas HaKarba today. Tonight you'll be roasting the Karban Pesach. You can do the rest of the Hefshit then. So therefore, it's not Docha Shabbos to continue the Hefshit, even if it's one mice. So to over here, you can't do more than what's necessary to be Docha Shabbos from Mila, says the Gemara. But maybe he'll agree by Mila, because what does Mila have that you don't have over there? You have a kiyum of what? Zekeh Levan Veil. And again, the premise of the Rambam is clearly true, that you cannot have Zekeh Levan Veil if it's not Mekusher to the Mitzvah. But it is Mekusher to the Mitzvah. It is Hamsha. The Gemara never thought that Pirish is a new Maisa. It's just that within the Chada Maisa, we could say you only eat Docha Shabbos on what you need for the Mitzvah. No, but maybe here is better, because here there's a kiyum of Hidr Mitzvah that goes together with the Mitzvah, and the Dchias Shabbos would therefore allow for the Hidr Mitzvah to be fulfilled together with the Mitzvah. That's what Gemara means to ask. Comes the Gemara Maskana and says, the Tana the Braisa is the Tana that argues Rabbi Yossi b'lechem haponim, that requires it to be mamish lechem haponim every second. Because if you would take it off completely and then put on new lechem haponim, that's not called Talmud. That means that he understands that when you have a pause, you have an interruption, it's not called a hemshech. It's not called Talmud. If that's the case, therefore, we understand that you cannot be choser at tzitzit she'im ha'akvin. Not only are you not chozer on Shabbos, because there's no zekeli van veyu after the mitzvah is over, so you can't be docha Shabbos because there's no zekeli at all, but you can't even be chozer, or there's no basis to be chozer even b'chol. The Rambam holds, because he, the mitzvah, needs to be connected to the mitzvah. This is basically what we left off yesterday. So again, the Beis HaLevi and the Shagas Aryeh are both explaining how the Rambam does not contradict the sugya, because the premise of the Rambam was always there, but yet the sugya still works itself out. El Maskanas HaGemara, this is what emerges, that you cannot have a Hidden Mitzvah without the Mitzvah. When the Beis HaLevi establishes this Yisod, he sort of gives it a little more Hasbara than the Shagas Aryeh does in terms of what the idea is, and he gives a mashal that maybe we'll see again with the story of Chaim. The mashal that Beis HaLevi gave is a person who made a bracha on a kosher esrog, dalet minim, and he was yotze, and then this damein lo a mumuhuder esrog. So would there be any kiyum of any kind to do the mitzvah again with the hidur component? Says the Beis Halevi, seems to me not. Because once the mitzvah was fulfilled, so then there's nothing to be said for a hidur mitzvah absent the kiyum mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah is over, so what's shaychi hidur mitzvah? Okay, now, what the Beis Halevi does after this is very interesting. Because all this is all nice and well for the Rambam. What about the tour? What did the tour hold? That the halacha of Piresh Ein Achozer on Tzitzin She'en Makin Samila is talking when? On Shabbos. Which means that Bachol, you can be Piresh, and then you can come back and still do the Tzitzin She'en Makin. What do you make of the tour? So the Beis HaLevi does not want to make a machokas in this yisod that to him is so pashut. He cannot have a hidah mitzvah separate from the mitzvah. So in Os days, the Beis HaLevi has a very interesting svara that explains for the tour that really the tour doesn't deny it, we just said, but yet when it comes to Bismila, he says you can have the tzitzin she'en makvin even after with pirish. Why is that? Seemingly the ma'aseh mitzvah is over. The mitzvah is finished. How can you have a hidur without the mitzvah? Let's take a look with me. We'll go a bit inside. In Simon Mem Zayin, this is Beis HaLevi, Chelik Beis, Simon Mem Zayin, those who might be listening to the shir, need to find the Beis HaLevi somewhere. Chelik Beis, Simon Mem Zayin, Oz Beis. This is the famous Beis HaLevi on this inyan. Okay, Ubedas HaTur, the Svirale, the Bechol Tzorech Lachzor, Af Agav, the Al-Kochach Havi Aschol Achvita, this is what comes out from the Askana Sagamara that you're not chose b'Shabbos because it's a new aschala. Hanira the svirale, listen to a night new yisod. The mitzvahs mila nimsheches al ha'adam kol yemei chayev. You see, what is the mitzvahs mila? Just the act of the cutting. You could say that the chituch, maybe the priya as well, or the status that results from that ma'isa mila, it's a continuation of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that's nimsheches. The mitzvah continues in the reality that the person is mahu. The chalos that results from the mila, that's a hemshech of the mitzvah. There's a key of mitzvah, you might say, in the very reality of being mahu. This is what the Beis HaLevi wants to say. K'mo b'tzitzis, o mandam akli kufsa chayav b'tzitzis, the mishosh emata b'otzitz and mekayim ha-mitzvah, because much in munach habegah bekupsi brings a shita that it could be in a chbeis in a keli, and yet there's a key mitzvah by having the tzitzit on the beged. We need to point to that man the Amar. So he says kmokin b'mila sfiru la'atur the mulvad the ma'isa atzma shel mila danu chatichas arla havi mitzvah od zos nimsheches lira olam the sfiru lei the mitzvah havi al yisrael sheyu nimolim. The mitzvah is not just the act of the ma'aseh mila, it's that which the result of the ma'aseh mila, that there's now that the person is nimol, is circumcised, that's the mitzvah too. Or kemoshe kasu, like the pasuk says, v'haya v'isi b'psachem l'vis olam. Haysa maybe, v'haya v'isi b'psachem l'vis olam. In other words, it's a continuation. The chena avshi yesh lo bein, atshi yigdal habein, nimsheches olav ha-mitzvah, meaning what is the mitzvah the father has on the son, on the katan? The ika mitzvah, kolecha mi-Yisrael, the kol bein sheyelo yenimo. In other words, it's not a mitzvah the father has to do the ma'isa mila. The mitzvah the father is to see to it that his son is gemal. And therefore, anything that's going to continue, that's going to speak to that inyan of the mila, any aspect of the resulting status of mila is part of the mitzvah. So he's going to say, obviously, therefore, that when you take the extra tzitzin she'en ma'akvin subsequently, it's not called that you're doing the mitzvah not in the context of the mitzvah. It is a context of the mitzvah because a mitzvah continues in the very fact that there's an individual Jew that's gemalt. Nevertheless, shayach is not lefana b'mitzvahs. then he cheshbens out again with the sugya. Okay, we could see it if you wish. We could see. He says, well, it just said pshat in the sugya, that's going to work for the Torah as well. I feel if the atur me kol makom mochrocha farish hadadachik the gemara dumad kano kamar b'shmuel mishum deleka v'anveyu the first dechi of the gemara k'moshkastav noel harambam the gemara is going to read the same way that gemara dachi demahachem modi rabbi shmuel the gabbet pirish chozer havirak mishum desfili the pirish gabbet aschalach rita. In other words, in order to, since he wants the Torah to agree, one second, to agree to the yisod that the anveyu can only make sense together with the mitzvah, the Torah is going to have to learn the gemara the same way read according to the Rambam. That was in Marwa's Doche, that maybe Rabbi Shmuel is Moda by the case of Tzitzin, that you can do it even on Shabbos. But wait a second, Rabbi Shmuel says that it's Piresh, you can't continue the Hefshit. So that means that's a new Haschala. So then how are you going to read the Gemara? The Gemara is be saying that if it's a new Haschala, still because of Anveyu, you can do Anveyu even after you finish the mitzvah. But according to what he's saying now, the Torah doesn't agree with that. The Torah holds like the Rambam in this regard. So the Torah is also going to have to read the Gemara the same way it said for the Rambam. The Gemara was assuming that Piresh initially was not a new Haschala. It's Hemshech Echad. Except that you still have no right to do more than what's the bare minimum for the Tchiyah of Shabbos. So he has to put this into the Torah as well. So were I not to put the Torah into the same box as the Rambam, what would emerge? What would emerge is that the Gemara is saying that true, the mitzvah is over. The mitzvah is the Chitoch, the mitzvah is the Ma'isa Mila. Afal Pekain, there is a basis to go afterwards and do a Hidur separate from the mitzvah. We'll see the Brisker Rebbe is going to name on that way in the Torah. We'll see, Brisker Rebbe makes a sushtal to Ner Chanukah. We'll soon see. He did not learn, even though he doesn't tell you mefush that he departs from the Beis HaLevi, he's clearly departing from the Beis HaLevi in this Nikud. You'll see in the Brisker Rebbe soon. The Beis HaLevi does not want to make a machokis on this issue. He wants the Torah to agree with this Yisod, and therefore, just a second, or just to see what he says, therefore you have to learn the Gemara like I told you before. That what the Gemara's dachi d'mahacha moda Rabbi Shmuel began be pirish choser havirak mishum desfilah the pirish la'abi aschal achrita, but as with the dachi kim la kol avichad ma'isa choser gam be shabbos v'shem v'andeyu. Teida the kinemaski na'adoy the rabban he the pligar of Yosi with the Gemara's maskana that he hold that tifchos shosev that tifchos shosev that literally one tefach is here and the other one is here and they're taking one off as you're putting the other one on. Well, dachi agemara d'mashani hach de bin v'andeyu. That was the shagas aris kasha. The Gemara doesn't ask the kasha and the last ukimta that the Gemara said before. V'ayim b'shagis ha'shik shekein u'muchrach. Gam la'tur k'mash kesafi la'ramam. The zep shi t'la Gemara goes, what's the answer to that kasha? It's a pshat question. So the answer is going to be what we said for the Rambam. So it's muchrach, the Torah doesn't argue. The zep shi t'la Gemara, the avi aschal la'achrita, v'adi de pirish ein l'chozer, mishum van veyu l'chuda. You wouldn't go back for van veyu. The mitchil, k'shidach ye gemar, mishum van veyu y'chozer. Why did Gemara think that you could go back because of van veyu in the first dechi on the next page? Mishum dino ne'amad gam pirish ha'vei kol chadam ha'isik, mishum k'savdi l'arambam. Rak v'zeh mechul k'arambam v'atur. The only nafkamina is going to be with regard to bris milah. The Rambam sviru ekim dilo maskar, v'nasik rabban rav Yossi, he chazina de pirish havi aschal achrina ve'en achozem me'el an achozem gam b'chol shem de'en ka mitzvah kabam meles nos, because it's not a mitzvah to be make noy on because the mitzvah is over. To a sviru da mitzvah nem shachas v'shachach is noy gam b'pirish v'ak de b'shabes sviru gemar de milsa de pshita de'en l'chal shabes mishum es noy hechad havi aschal achrita. In other words, l'mais it's a new aschala in terms of the mais amila. But the Hemshech, this is what you may be going to be asking, why can't you chose on Shabbos as well? That's probably your kash. No, it isn't, but he's pointing it out. It's a new aschala mitzad the maisa. Okay, good. Then it goes on, but we'll leave this paragraph. This is the basic idea with the first answer for the Torah. He's going to have another pshat, we'll soon see in a second, with Bas Bedasa Tour. Again, not to make it a machlokas in this inyan. Yeah?
Just in terms of what the Vizlay is trying to explain, is what's exactly Nimshach HaZahad of Chol Mechayev? Is it to be Nimo, or is it...
You can say it probably in different ways. He doesn't quote this as a Merach or as a Ruah. He brings a Medrash that David HaMelech was in a Merchatz and he felt his arm in a mitzvah. I have nothing to do, I can't fulfill any mitzvahs now. But then he saw he had a Mila, so he realizes that he has the mitzvah Mila all the time with him, and he said, Laman Sechal HaShminis. So the Merach HaZeruah, that's the son of the HaZeruah, he says that there's a mitzvah in being Nimo. I guess you could say it's a kiyum mitzvah every second.
Because he compares it to tzitzis. So.
Yeah, tzitzis, he means that he means one man da'amah, that's a chobas mana. But yeah, you could say, like you say, even with us, even say it's a chavas gavra when you're wearing it. He's talking
as
about
in even once you cut off the tzitzin, you would still have.
The point is that when you're cutting the tzitzin she'im ma'akvin, you this ma'isa hidur is mitzdareif to an existing mitzvah. You don't have to necessarily formulate it in the most sharpest way to justify what he's saying for the tour. In other words, there's a lot of ways one could say this vort. It's a nice vort. Obviously, he can hear it. But you could say, mamish, listen, there's a kiyum mitzvah every second. You could say like that. Or you could say that to the extent that we have a problem in allowing a hidur mitzvah to exist independent of a mitzvah, given that the mitzvah's mila is not just the mice itself, a cutting, it's to create the fact that there's a mila, that there's a person that's mahul, that reality. So to that extent, when you do the hidur, you're tapping into the mitzvah because there's still the residue of the mitzvah. I don't know if you want to say exactly there's mamish a kiyum mitzvah ki'ilu like mamish. I don't know. You're getting mitzvah points every second. You're crediting a kiyum mitzvah. I don't know how to say it exactly. If it means mamish literally, that the kiyum mitzvah, or just say, but the mitzvah is nimsheches. So if the mitzvah is not just a maisa, but the mitzvah, you will see that it could be. Maybe one could even argue such a thing by lulav. Right now, but Pashtas the Beis Halevi is telling us if you mekayim the mitzvah is lulav already, then you can't go take a normal mahudr esrog afterwards. We'll see. There may be a pashtas, a svar, that you could even apply this idea to lulav. Again, as long as you can view some aspect of the mitzvah as continuing, even after the mice is over. In other words, you eat matzah, right? So you finished eating matzah, you took the kazayis, you swallowed it, done, right? There's nothing, it's digesting inside, but there's nothing that's still here once you've finished eating the masa. However, when we do a ma'isa mila, so there's always the result that's still here that's makasha you to the mitzvah. Could be that's all you really need to in order to explain what we're saying here. The avort that you can't have a hidur mitzvah without the mitzvah means that you can't have the hidur if it's not tagging on to something. It has to relate to something. If the mitzvah is zel, it's gone, there's nothing about the mitzvah that you can point to now that's still present, then the hidur in a vacuum is nothing. There's no validity. What he's trying to say is that here it's not that way. The hidur is connecting itself to the mila via the fact that the gavra is mahul, the baby is mahul, and therefore the kima of the hidur mitzvah, because it can relate to the mitzvah from the perspective of the result. That was also part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not just the mice, it's to create that result. That could be what he means also. So mitzvah is nimsheches. It's hard to know exactly how to put it, but I would see it more in those terms. Yeah.
Two questions. So according to that, would that mean that technically the mitzvah will go on forever?
Yeah. So long as a person's living, there's something about the mitzvah's mila that's still present. You're living with the mitzvah's mila. You created the mila has created a gavra mahul, and that mitzvah in some way continues. That's what the Medrash seems to say. David Amach says, I'm not Aram in a mitzvah. Whatever the message of that Medrash is, I'm not Aram in a mitzvah. The mitzvah of mila is here. It's on me. It's hovering over me. It's Ospris Kodesh. It's in the goof. It's mamish there. So again, it's not just the mice itself. You can't say you ate your matzah now, somehow the mitzvah's matzah is still hovering over you. You ate the matzah, so you got schar, of course, and it does something for your neshama, but the mitzvah itself is gone. So the mitzvah's mila is not that way. The mitzvah's mila is ospis kodesh, it stamps you. It continues to be there. The mila, going ahead and cutting the extra part, that's ein ma'akfin, it's a mila, it's not pshat, it's a hidur mitzvah that's not shaykh to the mitzvah. It's still somehow connecting to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is nimsheches. Yeah.
Also, I don't know if I missed what you said, but what was the reason according to the Torah why on Shabbos you can't be chosen?
So that means that he's saying that as far as the chiyah of Shabbos, that it's only if it's the one that knows the chiyah of Shabbos. He's saying good. It's that's a chiyah on the Maisa Mila. So if the Maisa Mila is still happening, the Maisa Mila, that's Dochas Shabbos, and I'm putting in more Gamdish terms, then if it's connecting to the Maisa Mila, then it's one Maisa, then the Maisa is Dochas Shabbos, even on the Vian Veil part. But if it's just that you want to justify the Hida Mitzvah from the perspective that it's not happening in the absence of the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah is in Shachas, but Tchias Shabbos I don't have. Tchias Shabbos has to relate to the Maisa Mitzvah. So the Maisa Mitzvah has to be Kayim, the Maisa Mitzvah be Kayim, in order to allow the Tchia to go forward. Okay. Now, the last paragraph that I have for you in Ozayin of there, that Simon, is another possibility. Again, all to work out for the tour that he doesn't disagree with everything that we said for the Rambam, and yet the tour says that b'chol your chozer and tzitzin she'im akvin d'loka Rambam. We said before, it's pashut that you can't have a hidden mitzvah without a mitzvah. So he has another possibility. First pshat was that we said that the mitzvah of milah is nimsheches, and Rambam didn't accept it, at least in terms of this inyan. Again, that's why I say you could really... You know, it's not as if the Rambam doesn't understand the premise of this idea, but again, for purposes of saying hidden mitzvah without a mitzvah, it's not enough to say the milah is still here. Okay? The mitzvah milah is over. The maisa mitzvah is over. Alkin nira b'dasa tur, another suggestion. The gamu model as far as the kasam b'dasa Rambam. The achakach l'shach v'anveil. That once, again, afterwards, you can't say v'anveil b'dechazinan k'demaskin hardoi davik rabban rab yosi. The Gemara says that hardoi told us that the Tana Pirish and Chozer is like the Rabban of Yossi. That whole Tifcho Shozer, it's a Tifcho Shozer, that means that then they have to leave one on as the other one's coming off. It's happening at the same time, simultaneously. The low parech, then they come back from Efshad Alcha Chozer Mishmah. Again, that's the Shagas Arius Kasha. The Gemara doesn't ask, wait a second, maybe he's Modi here because of Anteya. Umbuchach, again, that Kasha he uses to prove that the Torah cannot disagree with the Rambam. Umuchach to be pirish loshach ve'anveil klal, where she's banu le'el asfar. Ay, v'had the posik ator to b'chol chozer. So what's the pshat? B'chol yechozer. Ay, there's no mitzvah there. Mitam acher. Tamaskin, and the Gemara, the din said the pirish mechozer is dependent on the machokes, Rabban Rav Yossi. The Rabban ho, tifchul shuzev, tzad tifchul shuzev. That means, again, one tefach of one is next to the other, one is coming off, the other one's coming on. So they're the ones who say that Piresh is a new Haschal. But what Rabbi Yossi said there, that even if they removed the first two stacks of Lechem upon him, and the two Bezichel Levonim, and an hour later put the new ones on, it's also called Tamed. Rabbi Yossi, the Sphiri Afil Sigach Ishana Shachris, Vesidach Hadash Arvis, Nikra Tamed, because it didn't go overnight without Lechem. We did day, Gam Piresh Havet Kocha de Mais, Lachsef Afil Vishabbos. So according to Rabbi Yossi, what will come out? That it is Chadamaisa. So then even on Shabbos you could be Doch. So the here says this. So Torah is like this. V'lopsikilega Torah v'hu plukta draban rab yosi halach keman halach. So the Torah has to have it both ways with Chumrah. He doesn't know how to paskin in this machokas b'lechem upon him. By having a break, is it still Chadamaisa or is it Aschalach bita? So the Torah says like this. When it comes to Shabbos, I can't let you be Docha Shabbos because perhaps we go like the Shita Rabban Rabbi Yossi. So Piresh makes a new Haschala, and therefore you can't be Docha Shabbos on Avian Veil because the mitzvah is over. Mitzat Sheni, the Chol, you are Chozer on Tzitzin Shem Akvin because there's no Tchias Shabbos involved. And Dilma Halacha Kehu, Rabbi Yossi, that it's Taka, not a new Haschala. And therefore the tour goes both ways. That's his other solution for the tour. He brings, there could be Lachuk Rav Yossi. We mentioned yesterday that the Gemara in Menachas Sadi Tess, right? That the Gemara brings Rav Yossi as a raya. Goes for one here yesterday, I'll say it again. That a person in this, you know, learns Perek Echad Shachris and Perek Echad Arvis and doesn't learn the rest of the day in between. He's Mekayim, Lo Yama Seva Torah Zemipicha. It's called a Hemshech, right? Because Rav Yossi, see that he says that the Lechem upon him was removed in the morning, and the new Lechem Panim was put later on. But Maisa, the bookends are, you've got it there, it was not overnight, you did not go a day without the Lechem Panim on. So there's a Kiyam of Lo Yamush. Okay, Maisa, do we hold this way? If we hold like the Chachamim, then it wouldn't be true. Okay, so all this is part of the Torah Safik, and that's therefore the Torah's Psak. Okay, let's not go to the Biskarab, yeah? So we'll see where the Biskei Rav sort of fits into all of this, and you know how he uses the Beis Halevi's Mahalach, but again, he does want to go in a different direction with it, at least B'das HaTur. Okay, you have the Xerox I gave you. This is the Biskei Rav in Hilchos Chanukah. Anyone need it? I think I have an extra copy because I have the original here. Anyone need? Here's an extra copy if you need it. Okay, Hilchos Chanukah. Take a look. So the Rambam says as follows. Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Kamineris Umadlik B'Chanukah. Now, why is this going to be relevant to our Inyan? Because the Gemara talks about the idea of Mahadrin by Ner Chanukah. Mahadrin, Ner Chalach Avi'echa, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Now, we have to know the Shaychis between the Mahadrin of Ner Chanukah and the Din Kloli of Hidur Mitzvah. It's not Pashit at all. I mean, at first glance, okay, there may be connection. We did see maybe an evidence to this in the Lashon of the Rach, in our sugya Baba Kama Daf Tes, if you remember, at the very end of the sugya, the Biskei Rav quotes this at the end of the piece, that the Gemara talks about the Marava Amri, right? Mikan de'elach mishal kadosh baruch hu, and then with Rach makes a comment that Hamahadr Hamitzvah Mishubach Kitat Tanina Biner Chanukah B'Mahadr Ner Chulecha V'Yachad B'Had Mina Mahadrin, and so on. Anyway, let's see what he brings from the Rambam. So the core mitzvah is one ner for each bayis. Doesn't matter what night, doesn't matter how many people are residing in the house. One ner per night, that's the mitzvah on the basic level. Hamahadr es mitzvah, says the Rambam. This is first tier of Mahadrin. Madlik ner is kaminyan ad shiabayis, ner chulechad v'echad. So then, the amount of neros correspond to the people living in the house. Notice, the Ram doesn't say everyone lights. The Ram says that the number of neros increases to correspond to the number of people in the house. So in other words, there are 10 people living in the house, and then there are going to be 10 neros. That's the din of Mahadrin. Continues the Ram, v'mahadr yoser al zeh, this is what we call Mahadrin min Mahadrin. V'osa mitzvah min amufchar, Madlik ner l'chol echad b'layla rishon, u'mosiv v'holeich b'chol layla v'layla ner echad. Ketzad, v'shahi u'anshi abayis asara, b'layla rishon madlik asara neros, b'losheni esrin. In other words, you take into account also the night of Chanukah and the amount of people in the house. Ad shenimsa madlik b'loshemini shmonim neros. So it comes out, there were 10 people in the house, so it's going to be 10, 20, 30, 40, until we get to 80, that's the Rambam. But notice what the Rambam is saying. It's two things are factored in, the number of people in the house and the night of Chanukah. But who's lighting? Uh-huh. The Baal HaBayis. The Hidur is reflected in the number of Neros that take into account the number of people in the house and the night of Chanukah. Not an independent lighting on every individual, but the minyan haneros, how it increases based on this formula, that's where the hider is expressed. Okay, that's the Rambam. V'amavur b'divya Rambam, the hadar mina ner l'chol echad be'echad, so when it says ner l'chol echad be'echad, the first mahadrin, right, the first level mahadrin, ein peirusha shakol echad yadik d'fnei atzmo. It's not the pshat that everyone lights, that's the Mahadrin, that everyone alights them individually. It doesn't become a separate Chomas Hadlaka for every individual to fulfill Mahadrin. That's not what Hidur means in Ner Chanukah. Ela Perusho da Madlik Madlinir L'chol Echad, meaning V'kul Chad Hadlaka. So it's all one Hadlaka, it's just more Neros, Ribui Neros. That's the Mahadrin and the Rambam. Good? Continues the Biskei Rav. However, let's contrast that to the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Sim Tavet Shain Aleph Sibbeis Kasav Sham HaRamah. So the Ramah says, after the Machaber quotes over there that you're Moshe V'Holech, Ramah says the Yesh Omrim the Kol Echa Mibnei Habayis Yadlik. Kol Echa Mibnei Habayis Yilashin of the Ramah. Even though the Mitzayin there afterwards Harambam, it's not really the Rambam exactly. The idea of incorporating koachim ne'abayis. Yeah, that the Rambam says, but the Rambam said it in a different way. The Rambam said that means that the neiros, the number of the neiros, corresponds to the bnei abayis. What the Rambam is saying is that koachim ne'abayis yadlik. So says the Rizka Rav Nira, the Mefarish, the Hadam Rina Nel Chuechad Echad, Perusha Hu Shekuechad Nag Vnei Atzmo. With his take on when it says Hamahadrin Nel Chuechad Echad as opposed to Ner Echad is that you don't have one person lighting just the Baal Bais, you have everyone lighting separately. So it's not the Baal Bais lit, and then every other individual member of the household lights as well. And that's where the fulfillment of Hidr comes in. After the Hadlakas HaBalabayis, then Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, everyone lights separately. For Hiksha Beis HaLevi Al Aramah, he means Beis HaLevi in Chumash, he has some contrasim on Yoni Chanukah, Medivir Arma Manal, Shembor, the Hedges, and Ma'adlikim, Bishvil Kula, V'yachat. Wo Shtei Hadlakam, Yuchedis Chalecha V'yachat. So the Rambam is mashma, it's not pshat that it's a new Hadlakah, it's one, Ma'adlikim Bishvil Kula. But what's this about? Says the Biskarav, no, let's figure out what he's going to say. No, what is this going to depend on? Let's anticipate this. No, what are you going to say? Plug it in. No, what do we know? We know enough to start thinking already, right? No, when the first Baal Bais lights, right? So what do you have here? You have a kiyum of the mitzvah, the core mitzvah, right? Go ahead. No, finish. No. It's not so bad.
No,
it's going to be what we did today. When you have a mitzvah fulfilled, can you have a hidur after the fulfillment of the mitzvah? Nope.
I saw the hemshach, but he was going to the idea that once it shouldn't be that everybody's lighting on their own, because when the first person lights, the chiyuv is fulfilled for the household.
And so therefore, once everyone's yotzei the core mitzvah with the baal bais hadlaka, then their separate hadlaka cannot constitute a kiyum of hidur mitzvah, because you cannot have hidur mitzvah divorced from the mitzvah. So the only way you can allow, if you hold like the Rambam by Mila, that Sitzin She'im Ma'akvin can only be fulfilled if it's low piresh, if you're still involved with the initial cutting of Sitzin Ma'akvin, then the Rambam would also hold here, draw a straight line from that Rambam to this Rambam, that you can only have the Hidur if it's mitzurah to the original Hadlaka. So the Hadlaka of the Baal Bais on the first Nair continues, and he writes more and more neiros kiminyan on shabbais. So then you could say that the hidur, it's like the equivalent of lo piresh by mila, that you can have tisin she'im ma'akvin fulfilling hidur mitzvah, because it's hemshach echad, it's like the lo piresh. So they have a continuous hadlaka, the hadlaka has more neiros, more neiros, more neiros. That's if you understand that the baal bais writes kiminyan on shabbais. But if you tell me that the pshat of the hidur is that everyone else writes separately, so Pashtus, what does it mean? The Baal Bais lit, that's the din of Neri Shaveso. So everyone's now Yotzei with the Baal Bais. That's the key of mitzvah. Now comes the second guy and he starts lighting himself. So that becomes Hidur. How can it be Hidur? Mitzvah's over. You fulfilled your mitzvah.
Who's in the Baal Bais should go last? And the key of mitzvah wants to be there?
Whoever lights first, Pashtus, that's that could be ready for the kiyum for the house already. Doesn't matter. Baal Bais, other one. The kiyum is very fulfilled. No? I don't know if you could say Baal Bais goes last. There is an eighth of what you're saying. Maybe something. Yeah.
Well, not on a whim here. But maybe if the point is that it's like that, like presuming Esau, that the house should be lit up with the Nero, it's just like the mitzvah when he was to be Nimel.
That somehow the result, somehow the mitzvah is still here because
right,
of the
narrow.
It's not the Maisa Adloka, it's interesting for it. Not the Maisa Adloka, but it's the Totsah of it, that the house is a Nair Dolok. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the Nair being Dolok is still mitzvah. So you're writing when it's still a Hemshah. It's interesting, I hear it. It's a stretch, but I hear. Mm-hmm. We'll see such a thing maybe by Lula, but you want to say maybe by that. You have to know. It depends on a lot of sugyas in Hanukkah. We say Hadlaka is a mitzvah. We say Kavsa ein Zakuka. Right? What is that question? Kavsa Zakuka, Kavsa ein Zakuka. Let's say you light and it goes out. Are you mechuyev to relight it? So if we hold Kavsa ein Zakuka, that means your mitzvah is over because you did the ma'aseh tzedaka. So that seems to suggest that, not what you're saying, that the mitzvah is not that there should be ner dalag, because there's no ner dalag. But the ma'aseh tzedaka is the mitzvah in and of itself. So what you're saying should depend perhaps on that inyan, whether kafsa zakaka, kafsa in zakaka. If you say kafsa zakaka, you have to go and rewrite it, then maybe you're right. If you say kafsa in zakaka, means the ma'aseh tzedaka, that's it, in and of itself, the ma'aseh tzedaka. So then how could you say there's a hemshah? Yeah?
And so they, each individual has their own mitzvah.
Oh, so here you're saying good. This, here we can think. Maybe we'll see. But the Eger in the Tshuva seems to say what you're saying. We're getting ahead of ourselves, but that's okay. That it could be that the pshat of the mitzvah, the hidur of kol b'nei habayis, is shelo latzeis al yidei ba'al habayis. You start saying it a different way, that ba'al habayis writes last. I don't know if that would help you. But if you say that the initial adlaka you don't want to be yosei with. So the heather is you want a yotze yourself, not so then already it's not pshat that you're doing a heather after being mekayim, you're not mekayim mitzvah yet. The heather is not in mekayim the mitzvah with the versa dlaka. Yeah, it's a good part. And Bikim Eger, I think, holds what you're saying, and then this hoshtag of Torah no longer holds. And Biskar Rebbe is assuming not that way. Let's see. Now you know what's coming, let's see it inside. Okay. So now he's gonna basically bring the sugya, and he's not going to get into the same detail that we saw in the Shagas Sinai, but he does point out the difficulty in the sugya within the Rambam, so we'll go do it quickly. But it should read well. Let's take a look. Let's see what we can do with Machokas Rambam in the Torah. So he quotes the Rambam. If you're still involved with the mitzvah, then you're chozer on everything. When you're involved with the mitzvah, pireish, once you paused, I would see some ma'akvin chozer. I would see some ma'akvin en chozer. I can show no. Fine. We uin sham because the mishnah vagos my moni yos sham. The Rashi vatur chok and alze, they argue sviruhu, the zel rak the mobi shabbos. This distinction of pireish versus low pireish, whether you chozer and sit shame ma'akvin is true by shabbos. Sham hu din emar hadin, the impirish have yaschol b'fnei atzmo, v'gon itin shabbos l'idachos b'shvut sit shame ma'akvin. Shabbos is not going to be given over for dechia for tzitzis she'emakvin once you separated, once you paused. Avo b'chol olam chozer, avo tzitzis she'emakvin shem hidah mitzvah. Okay, so that's a machokas. V'nei b'shabbos tafkuf gam gimel man tana pirushin lechozer. Who is the tana that hold that way? Amar avochanam av Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel b'noshim Yochani. It goes like that. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the Sanya. You doubt shecholis b'shabbos nafshin sapesach had a chozer. Did Rabbi Shmuel b'noshim Yochani? So the Gemara says, it goes like him, because he says that you can't continue the hefshit once you pause. Says the Gemara, Mimai, Ad kanu kam, Rabbi Shmuel b'noshim Yochanan hasam, because you don't have Zekei van Veil. But over here, Zekei van Veil. So the Gemara goes on to the second suggestion. Elo, Rav Ashi, Haman, Rabbi Yossi, he did not bin shir ba'aliyah, Mechamu se Shabbos. That you can even go to Beis Din to be made on Kiddush HaChodesh, even if Beis Din would have seen it as well, because it was clearly visible. Rabbi Yossi omer einir belu ein mechalon ze Shabbos. So therefore it goes like him. The Gemara says, no, mimai, that's not a raya, because by him, there was never even a haschola that was nitan lidachos. Remember the Gemara yesterday. It was never even a point, at any point that you should allow the chia. Here, once we allow the chia on the ikar mila, on the tzitzamav, maybe we would allow for later too. El aminadoi. So where does it go? Which tan holds pirushin achozer, rabban, the priya b'yossi. He goes up the rabban, who argue Rabbi Yossi, by lachem upon him. None. Abba Kohanim Echnasim V'chuli El Moshkin El Manichin Tipsh Chozet Tzad Shum Zerozegah. We learned the Gemara Mishmishnemar Fnei Tomin B'Yosi Omer Fiu El Noten El Manichin Avzeh Haya Tomin. Okay, fine. So we have the three Ukimtas in the Gemara. Points out the Biskarav Hine Lufi Ukimta Kamaisi. According to the original Ukimtas, he means the first and the second Ukimta, that it goes like Rabbi Shmuel the Pirushin Achozer, or it goes like Rabbi Yosi. Hello, Pshita. The Kolach Braisa Umisni Rak Mo B'Shabbos. So this Braisa Pirish in a Chozer is obviously speaking about Chias Shabbos. Uleinyan Imnitna Shabbos Lidachos Atzisin Shein Ma'akvin. Darikom Esayu to Rabbi Shmo B'Noshu Rabbi Yochum Broika. The Rabbi Yosi Heimlin Din Chias Shabbos. Those discussions have to do with Shabbos issues. Whether you can allow the Edom to go travel on Shabbos, whether you can be mafshid on Shabbos. So he says, no two ways about it. Then we have to be discussing the issue with Chiyas Shabbos. Okay, so he wants to say that that's the Rambam would concede the point. The issue has to do with Tchiyas Shabbos. And interesting. And then when the Gemara says that maybe because it's a keli, they would agree. So again, so what would that mean? It's a keli even after your pirish. It sounds like you could do the tzitzin she'en makvid. Ulam, he doesn't say the Rishikas Ari, the Reis Halev, he doesn't get into those nuances about what the Gemara thinks about whether pirish makes a new maisa, does make a new maisa, whether it's considered chada maisa. But he says as follows, Ulam nira da ramam svirulei, the lefiha maskana, at least this much he says, the ramam ho, lefiha maskana, the mukminan lo kirabana de prigaled rab yosi lechem aponim, that now the Gemara ties this brisa to the shita the chachamim by lechem aponim, im elu notin ve'elu manichin im zenik v'tamid. So now the issue is, do we call it tamid if the removal of one stack of two stacks of the lechem aponim preceded the placing of the other two stacks? Im kenu feel kim tozu lo kamari habraisa kar b'din t'chiyas Shabbos. So now at this point, we're changing our perspective on the brisa. That's how he wants to say it. That we're no longer looking at the brisa from the perspective of t'chiyas Shabbos. Rak midin ikur kiyam ha-mitzvah. Im shayach hida mitzvah lachas shakfar pirish v'nikmara mitzvah. So he says, that's how he sort of finesses the issue. He doesn't go into the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh and the Shagas Aryeh's teretz, the Beis Halev's teretz. He doesn't go there. He just wants to say, this much I see. That after the Gemara gives the third ukimta, now it changes the perspective on the issue. Sounds ki'ilot in Beis Halev. I could have held the loka Rambam earlier. But the Rambam felt that at least in Maskana, then his shita emerges. I don't know, the Shagas Aryeh Beis Halev want to assume that the Rambam's svar was so compelling from the beginning too. It's just that they didn't view anything as a new haschala until the last ukimta. Okay, I'll quote upon him this much. He's saying that after the Gemara gives the ukimta, the third ukimta, then the issue has to do with whether you have hida mitzvah la'achas shapirish or not. B'zel hashana rach sham. So you see Mefurish in the Rach, that's a very important Mar Makom, the Rach, that Gemara. Can you see the tzitzin as being mitzdarif to the ikar mila that you can have a hida mitzvah later on? Now, va'ayin b'beis ha-levi chelik sheni. So now he's mitzayin his elder zeda, right? This is his zeda, actually, Rav Chaim's father. This is his grandfather. He's mitzayin the beis ha-levi chelik sheni chitzimin mem zayin. We know where it is. Shebir ba'aruka shita sarama b'zeh. That what does the Rambam hold? The svirole, the din va'anvei lo shayach rak b'ikar maisa mitzvah. Avo kishepirish shuv hahidur ein a shaykh ha-maisa mitzvah klal yu'un shamidvarav. Oh, so now the Biskara picks up from that Beis Halevi in the Rambam and wants to tie it in to Ner Chanukah. Fizanira dezel gam tamid ha-Rambam hachli Ner Chanukah desvirulei da'kol hadlaka achas. It's one hadlaka. The kevin de'kolach milsa de'ner chulechad ve'achad u'inyan shal hidur mitzvah. What is ner chulechad ve'achad? Hidur mitzvah. That's the din of hidur mitzvah. Then you can't learn with the Ramah. It's a separate adlaka. Dimken ha-nimsa da-adlaka ha-shniya hu-rak mishum hidr bilvad ve-hi-nifred des mi-ikra ma-isa mitzvah. It's divorced from the ikra ma-isa mitzvah v'zei yefshu l'das ha-ramah. U-kimmo b'tzisun she-in ma-akvin d'l'shach l'das ha-ramah din hidr mitzvah im-rak pireish v'silk yada mi-ikra ma-isa mila ha-chinam mi-bine chanaka de-kavosa. The same with the Ramah v'tzisun she-in ma-akvin, you can't have hidr mitzvah if it's pireish. So you can't have Nidah Mitzvah on the Hadlaka of Kobanei Abayis once the Maisa Mitzvah was already done and fulfilled earlier. Uhachi Svirulei, the Rambam had no choice but to learn that Perish, Neruch Lecha V'Yachad, Hu, the Madgike Nerus, Ba'ad Kulam, Ba'ako Hadlaka Achas, it's like a low Perish. To Fizen Nimtza, the Etzem HaMitzvah Nasis Behidur. Because Hida Mitzvah has to be doing the Mitzvah Behidur, not doing the Mitzvah and then doing the Hidur. Avom Yadli Kol Echad B'fnei Atzma B'Hadlaka Miuchedes Nimsa, the what do you have here? The Mitzvah L'chud, the Hidur L'chud. The Mitzvah and the Hidur are not integrated. What he's saying is Hida Mitzvah can only be Hidur Mitzvah if it's integrated with the Mitzvah. The Ein Zeh Bechal Ve'Anveil. Binei. So now, where does Rama fit in? So now, here's where I think he clearly parts ways with the Beis Halevi. What did Beis Halevi say? Does the Torah disagree with this Yisod? Agrees. It just had two mahalchim and how the Torah works it out. And he says, it's muchach from the Gemara because of the kasha that Shagasari asked from the Gemara. He says differently. In Yurin Sham, B'Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeh, Sereh, Tzemach, Daud, Sif, Hebe, Debir, Ramah, Sham. Shepasak, Debachol, Bechol, Gavni, Tzorach, Lach, Zorach, Tzisim, She'en, Ma'ak, Vin, Afnink, Fa, Pirish, V'Sil, Gyadah, Me'amila. Even if you paused and you stopped doing the Ma'isa Mila, you still go back for Tzisim, She'en, Ma'ak, Vin, the High, Nuke, that's Rashi, Vatur. That follows Rashi in the Torah, the Koach, Yiluka, Ben, Pirish, Bingo, Pirish, Urak, Lein, and Nita, Shabbos, Gidach, Osai, Dezeh, Alzeh. Av, when Ikra, Mitzvah, En, Chiluk, Begab, Ben, Pirish, Ikra, Hida, Mitzvah, Ratzitzin. Okay, Shapim Mefaresh, the Debiya Gemara, the Ner Chulachad Viachad, the Perusho, the Kolechad Befneatzmo Madrik, the Gam Beofen Zavi Bechal Hida Mitzvah Ledidei. So, in other words, it's called Hida Mitzvah even if the Mitzvah was Lechud and the Hida is Lechud. It can still somehow be Mitztaref to the Mitzvah even if the Mitzvah was already finished. Even though it's still mitzvah, it's still shaykh to the mitzvah, still can be fulfillment of Hida. So this is how he lines it up. So he learns that the Tur and the Rambam by Mila are machuk in this nekuda. Unlike how the Beis Halevi wanted the Tur to also be with the Rambam. He says the Tur argues and the Ramah, who passes like the Tur, therefore can also carry over here to Ner Chanukah. That's the machukis by Ner Chanukah. Now, again, where would we be able to perhaps nitpick on the Biskarab? Yeah.
So the Ramah is like saying afilu?
Even if the mitzvah is l'chud and the hidu is l'chud, it's still good enough. It still can somehow be mitzvarif and it can be a fulfillment of the mitzvah.
But he's masking to the Ramah also.
No. The Ramah l'shitasa who argues and paskins in Hilchos Mila like the Tur, that the difference of Piresh ain't a chozer is only on Shabbos because during the week, even after Piresh, you are chozer. That means that even if the mitzvah is separate from the Hidur, you can still have a fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's why the Ramah can learn here, the Nel Chorcha V'Echad can mean everyone lights separately.
Right, but that's even everyone can light separately. But his, according...
You mean, can it also be the other way?
Yeah, the Ramah's case would work too.
No, so he's got the next paragraph. He's going to say, Be'etzem, it doesn't matter who lights. It's still Hadlaka of every individual. It's not one Hadlaka. Take a look. V'hinei, take a look. Gamadas Ramah, Mamish, what you're bringing in. The Ramah, what's the pshat of Ner Chulach V'Yachad, that Hebrew? Everyone writes, Mikom Makom Havadai Pshita, the Enshim Nafkusa Kral, Im Hu Ba'atmo Osa Maisad Raka, O Achim Madrik Avura. It doesn't matter whether you're writing or someone's writing for you. The Gam Iker Ner Chanukah, the Ishu Beso, even the Iker Ner Chanukah, Yuchul Hadik Mishu. If a din like Yoni said the balabai, it's not the now balabai. It said there should be a ner one for the whole house. Gam the ikar mitzvah is also afshe enam b'neir bais, rak shehei bar chiyuv. As long as he's bar mitzvah, he's chayiv in the mitzvah. So what is the nafkamina there for? Ulam ikar nafkusa the nafkamina shebein shitas haram brama he the ladas harambam conceptually. What's going on in the din of neircha according to the Rambam? Conceptually. For the Rambam, the Hida mitzvah can only be so because it's all one hadraka. It's like a lo pirish. It's kula chada hadraka. Lo shiyu neres misiyamim v'hadraka miyuchada l'chulecha v'yachad. So in other words, it's not pshat a separate hadraka. It's one hadraka. Kaminyan an she'abayis. L'das Ramah ha'mahadrin Kol echad ve'echad madrik b'fnei atzmo b'neiros misuyamim v'adlaka miyuchada ve'einam yotzim b'neiros shabal habayis. No, they have to light separately. V'zeh ahidu shebezeh. Aval gam l'das haramah tucha adlaka zulei ha'asos aydei ish echad chob b'nei habayis ne'ochon ve'echad. You could still have one person lighting for everyone, but now I'm writing for Reuven. Now I'm writing for Shimon. Now I'm writing for Levi. But again, that makes Levi's hadlaka not mitzuref to the ikar mitzvah. The rab and my hadlaka tal yamisa rak b'haneros. The etzem my hadlaka tuchlios adei mishu ubat shuhi bar chiyuvak mo b'ikar mitzvah. Zeh pashut. Now you have to know where would See, can we perhaps say that if the pshat of the heder is not to be yotze with the mitzvah of the Baal Bayis, would the Biska Rav still want to say his yisod? Or maybe then I can see, no, the heder is to do the ma'isa mitzvah, and this is the mitzvah, not the other. Because even the Biska Rav used a lashon here of not to be yotze with the Baal Bayis. What does that mean? There is a B'kibbe Eger. It's interesting Chuba B'kibbe Eger in Simon Yud Gimel, Madura Tinyana. Say, his shaila was as follows. We don't do the whole tshuva, but just the beginning of it, where it becomes negair, this question. What is the halacha of hidur that we say, kol b'nei habayis yadlik? See, if the pshat is that you yotze, but then you do more, then maybe I hear the Biska Rav much stronger. In other words, so the mitzvah is already done. What's pshat now? I'm doing a mitzvah hidur if I already did the mitzvah. But if I would argue that I'm not yotze with the baal habayis, because that's the goof of the birth of the hidur, bedafka not to be yotze with that, to do it yourself and not to be yotze with him. So it's like my mitzvah is the derush beso equivalent. So then it's not pshat that it's a hidur without the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah and the hidur together. The hidur includes not being yotze with the other. The kibbeges pshat was as follows: advar she'ilaso misha hidgner chanukah b'leil ches. Okay, it's the last night of Chanukah. Now he forgot to make the bracha lehadlik, but he hasn't finished all eight. Before he finished all eight, niska dadan lo berach. He didn't make any brachas. He just started lighting. Now there are two brachas to be said, right? There's the hadlik and sha'asanisim. So what now? Can you still make your bracha of lehadlik or sha'asanisim after you've already done your first ner or second ner, whatever? You still haven't done all eight. So he says esfat. Nearly birchas alanisim is sha'asanisim b'shechiyanu. If it would be the first night, for example. What's pshat the first night? I don't know what does he mean. First night there's one there. What does he mean? In Irikim Belel Echad. I don't know what he means, Belel Echad. Unless he means that you didn't say Shachiyanu yet on the first night, and now it's the second night. But he says Belel Aleph. I don't know. I think they must point this out. I'm not sure what he means. So even though you've already done your mitzvah, but you have more neros. So first night, I don't know. You can still make your shasanisim because you see this new, because of the roa, because you have or shachiyanu. To go gam mirod in barach chanukah. There's a halacha of shasanisim if you see in chanukah. The pshita afilo berach miyad b'tchias miyasam, but still mivarch ba'ol sheroa hachanami kein. When your wife lights for you at home, you don't make a bircha seriyah hanukim shiyotze b'adlaka. So you yotze with her adlaka and came hadlaka ubrachasa har bracha ki you hidgu ubeveso. So then you have shasanisim with her shasanisim. Hashenkin ha'echad hidgik b'lo berach me'echad teisa. Why would you say nema diigara kochem meshe hidgik me'ilo hidgik b'yimuchui b'birchas nirchanukim mitzad roa chibishvu shehidgik paka minut chiyav zeh. So you'd be able to make shasanisim for sure. But after, because Shulchan Aruch Katz B'Shem Arud Yibarach Kol Abrachos Kodem Sheyischel Hadlik, you're supposed to make shasanisim ideally before Hanuchat Chila, but the Yevon Nirshan Baruch got Nesu Zman afterwards. But Adrav Misham Ksas Raya Medhut Zachara Lichtav Hazeh Adin Kan. Okay, fine. Go down a few lines. Ach Le'inyan Birchas Lahadlik. Oh, here's what we want to know. You lit already one of the Neros or more. You haven't lit all of them. Okay, last night of Chanukah. You haven't yet made a hadlik. Can you still make a hadlik on before you light the last of the eight, let's say? You lit seven of eight. Oh yeah, I didn't make a hadlik. You make a hadlik on the nair of the hidur, of the mahadlik. Now this is within your mahadlik. Ach rin birchas hadlik l'chora kfar goma mitzvasam miyakit shehidlik nerech. The mashem mosif haneros rak machmas hider mitzvah de lo shachu baruch alav. Ah, you asked me. Here's what we want. This next one. Ah, you asked me. What do you mean? You can't make a bracha on the ner of hider. Of course you could. Why? The engel havi raya the shayach baruch ala hider the anan mevarch in kol b'nei beso. We have everyone lighting. How can a second, third, fourth member of the house make a lehadlik. It's hidur. It's a bracha. You don't make a bracha lehadlik on the hidur. So you see, you make a bracha on hidur. So let me make a bracha of a lehadlik on the last nair. The same way everyone in the abayis is doing hidur and then making lehadlik. So chari of a rayi can make a bracha on the hidur too. After medina nerish beis over ain b'chal mahadrin ze ain, it's not a good raya. The shiny hasam. Here's the word that we want to expect from Mickey Baker. Kevan de ritsono glios meha mahadrin. By letting yourself, you want to be from the mahadrin. Kavanaso shilogotis b'shel ze hamadik. So implicit kavana is not to be yotze with the balabais. That's good for what the din of hidur mahadrin would mean of the according to Ramah of chol echad v'echad. That you're not yotze with the balabais. Umel mechoy bedina. K'mashkaz magen avram. So again, I think this could be very relevant for the Brisker Rav. You see, the Brisker Rav took for granted that the Ramah, who can say that you light Ner Chalech and Yechad, everyone lights separately, that's because he goes to Shitaso Behilchas Mila, he holds like the tour, that you can be Chozer, Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin, the Loka Rambam, which means you can have a Hidur Mitzvah even separate from the Mitzvah, which presumably means because you Yotzi the Mitzvah and you can still do the Hidur anyway. Rick Vega is saying here that the only reason you can justify making a bracha of lehadlik on what seems to be only hidur mitzvah is because when you're doing mahadrin, you have ki'ilu kavana, not the yotze with the ikka mitzvah, with the balabais. No, the same way Rick Vega says like that over here, so then maybe you're not really running into the same kind of problem that we said, that the hidur is divorced from the ikka mitzvah. Because the pshat is that you're doing the ikka mitzvah now with the hidur. Your hidur gufa was not to the yotze, so you're lighting your own, this becomes your mitzvah. So that's, I think, one makom to be nitpicking on the Brisker Rav. The other thing to think about, and that's maybe connecting to the last paragraph of the Brisker Rav, is that who says that the din of Ner Chanukah Mahadrin has to be viewed in the same light as typical Hidur Mitzvah? Because Be'etzev, even the Brisker Rav has to deal with this issue. Chor, we began our discussions of Hidur Mitzvah and the Shiurim with the Sugi and Daf Tes and Baba Kama. What do you have over there? A discussion of Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish. So the chiyuv of hidur mitzvah is at shlish mitzvah. How does that translate into the din of mahadrin of Ner Chanukah? By definition, when you're lighting extra neiros, chol echad v'echad, the nights of Chanukah, seemingly you're spending more than shlish. Right? Make the cheshbon, obviously. So exactly what does that mean?
But over there, he said it's just an extension of the same thing. It's just...
Okay, so let's see. The Brisker Rav deals with this in the last paragraph. Might as well, for the sake of Hashlama, let's look at the last Brisker Rav. This is the Beis Halevi in Chumash at the end of Sefer Bereishis, where he has discussions of Sukkos of Chanukah. The Matzino, the time of Matzino, the Mitzvah Zush and Chanukah, Dinam and Mahadim, Mahadim and Mahadim. Ulchari Yeshlomet in the MS Harim Matzino Gam Misham Mitzvahs Dinam Shal Mitzvah and Mufchar. We find Mitzvah and Mufchar in a lot of places. Mitzvah and Mufchar, as otherwise known as Hidur Mitzvah. Kmo the Ashkechad b'mila b'tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. V'achinami b'luav. I would like, Mr. Shem, maybe for the starting tomorrow, maybe we'll look at the inyan of the Eged Luav. I'd like to look at that inyan a little bit more carefully. That was one of the examples of Hidur Mitzvah the Gemara has in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, that the Chachamim require Eged as a mitzvah a mufchar b'ser keilev an veyu. We had the Ritva in that, if you remember, they're proving that it's a din d'rabbanan, it's not ma'akev. So hachinami beluav dimlo agdo kasher we call makom mitzvah and a mufchar boy eged kimvur besukalam in gimel or beram bepegzayin luchas luav alachavav yun shav or bekamaduchti many other places. Ella bechol makom harizel gufa mitzvah chatchil. Here's how he wants to be magdirit. So what's the relationship between the hidur of Ner Chanukah and the hidur mitzvah that we have in all these other areas such as luav and bechuli? He says like this. In all other places, zeu gufe mitzvah lechatchila sheyasa mitzvah behidur. There's a mitzvah lechatchila to do the mitzvah behidur. Umina mufchar. There's a source for this. Ukekedashinan va'anveil. It's not part of mitzvahs. So there's a chiyuv of hidur mitzvah. You want to say it's deraisa, you want to say it's derabanan, whatever it is, it is. It's a chiyuv of hidur mitzvah. A chiyuv to do a mitzvah in a manner of hidur. Dezeu yisod ko hanachdini. That's the basis. You're supposed to lechatchila cut tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. You're supposed to lechatchila do eged lulav. and whatever else it might be, that's the din of Hida Mitzvah. How much do you expend for it? That's the din of Atzlish. Kimavur b'shavus kuf kam egimu b'sukka kam egimu. Ulam, hari kaimu, b'baba kam edap test Hida Mitzvah, Atzlish Mitzvah. You don't have to spend more than shlish, whatever shlish means, and 33%, 50%, teiku. Right? That's always going to be. So it comes out, it's a very interesting word. So the Hida Mitzvah Nechanaka is always beyond what we would call the quote unquote chiyuv of Hida Mitzvah, because it's more than shlish. It's the Mikan Ve'elach. He says, that's the pshat here. Da mahadrin nerech lechad v'yachad. Dekach hu hidurish ha-mitzvah zu, u'mishavot shal hadr. Those who wish to be mahadr, a chiv of hidur you don't have, but if you wish to be mahadr, this would be the way to do it. Da mahadrin na mahadrin ha-mitzvah mishavot shal kai mitzvah min ha-mufchar. You want, you can do it. Optional. Kimvor barama. There are cases of Hida Mitzvah that are considered a chiyuv to be mahader, but there are cases like Ner Chanukah where you can't view that as part of the chiyuv of Hida Mitzvah. But often, the din of Ner Chanukah mahadrin is Ner Chanukah shavul chol mitzvahs, meaning that we have what we could call the Ikar Mitzvah and we have the what we could call the Hidur. In other words, there's the mitzvah and the mina mufcha, and the mitzvah to do it mina mufcha. You could say, again, this obviously brings up the hakira in your mind. Is the mitzvah zekei vanveyu gufa, an aspect of the mitzvah? Is it another meta kiyum in its own way? Maybe it's both. It's when you do mitzvah mufchar, is a pshat you mekayim this mitzvah, and you mekayim zekei vanvei. You could even say it like that. Okay, again, but you could certainly allow for that. But there's a chiyuv to do hida mitzvah. Ubnei Chanukah lo yitzu yezos, which the Omer Hidur Yosem Mishlish. Udo b'zeh Arani Echem Nerabonim b'po, that's the Yehu Eretz HaKodesh. In b'hidur Ner Chanukah ikach din damit ashlish b'mitzvah, well, Marti Zemidir Rabbein Chanan b'Shabbos, Shem Shekosa. Perish. Ha-mahadbi mahadbi mitzvahs k'da'aminan l'hidur mitzvah ashlish b'mitzvah, at Kamashonu. So Rabbein Chanan in Gemar Shabbos points us to the Gemar Bava Kam. Ulechora ena muvan, ma she'evi ha'cha ha'cha ashlish b'mitzvah. What does he want to say? In the Gemar Shabbos, he brings Kidamin lehid mitzvah shlish mitzvah ulam near the kavanasa mashkesavdi. The lashon hamahadrin mashmir deinu chiyuv lehader. The way that it's set up by Ner Chanukah is hamahadrin. You may do it. You may be mahader. You could choose to be mahader if you want. Those are mahader. But we're not telling you. We're not legislating hid mitzvah. We're saying, up to you. The ein b'zeh mitzvah chatchila. In other words, it's not even that. By Eged Lulav, what is Hida Mitzvah Eged Lulav? A mitzvah chatchila, to do Eged. By Ner Chanukah, it's not pshat in mitzvah chatchila to do the Hidur. It's just that there is such a notion called Hidur out there, but it's not even a chatchila to do it. Rak Misha wrote Salahadr, you want to do it, be my guest. Continues the Rach, Mahada Mitzvah Meshubach, Kitanim Ner Chanukah, Mahadim Ner Chanukah, Mahadim Akhil Shalom. Kiduma Shein Adram Shekasavti. The Ben Chananel in Baba Kama sends us to Ner Chanukah. So the way the Biskel Rav is Magdir, the Indian of Hidur of Ner Chanukah, he basically sees it as within the scheme of Hidur Mitzvah, but with one slight deviation. Namely, by normal Hidur Mitzvah, we can call it a Chiyuv of Hidur Mitzvah, which has its parameters and how much you have to spend for it, but it's a chiv to be mahadet, to do the mitzvah in a mukha, whatever that might mean. By Ner Chanukah, it's hamahad. It's like they were koveya that is an option, but it's not a chiv of hidden mitzvah. One could, and the word itself is very interesting from a machshava perspective, which I could talk about maybe by Chanukah, The Chazal Dafke did not want to make it a chiv of hid mitzvah. Could be that's the kavana. That could be a nice Jewish that you could think about. Why Chazal kaveh that way? One could have thought, bachal, that maybe it's a different word. Maybe it's not exactly a zekei vadeo idea at all. It's a different world. The Miskarov sees it within the framework of Zekeli Vadeo. Ad kedei kach that he had to explain the Rambam and the Ramal, the Shitasam with the Gedorim of Piresh and whatever. So once you see already that doesn't fit the normal Gedorim of Hida Mitzvah, one could have started saying, you know what? Again, the Rav does seem to make the connection. One could have said that the din of Mahadra Nechanaka is Bechal a very different, it's not the world of Hida Mitzvah. It's a different idea. It says the word Mahadrin. So you start thinking Hida Mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't say Zekei Vadeo Nechanaka. The Gemara says Talis Noah, Torah Noah, Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin, Lulav Noah. Could be that this is a local halacha within Nechanaka. It's a different idea. Get the Biskav Rav's whole binyan here, the whole Shtikul Torah, is all meyusar on this idea that it is within the kum of Hida Mitzvah, with this exception that there's no chiv of the Hida Mitzvah of Nechanaka. I just want to end with literally one marmokah v'sut or so, v'negea lulav. So you have that business, they have the Beis Halevi that talks about business Yotzei Dalaminim and wants to take another lulav. There is a Rav Chaim, that there's a story told about Rav Chaim when he had a choice. I mentioned it yesterday that he had a choice. Take a Vadai Kasher that's not Mahudar. Take a Safik Esro Kasher, but if it's Kasher, boy, is it Mahudar. Off the charts. Made a bracha. You can make a bracha. What do you take first? Chaim said, make the bracha, take first the Safik kasher that's Mahudr, and only then take the kasher Esra. Why? Because of what his Beis Halevi holds. Because if you were to make the bracha and immediately take the Vada kasher, then if you would afterwards pick up the Esra that was Safik kasher but very Mahudr, there'd be no kiyum of Hidah Mitzvah once the mitzvah's over. So that goes with the Beis Halevi. However, there is room to say, maybe, that maybe, again, you have to deal with the issue of hefsik in that case, because it comes that you made a bracha, and then you're taking what might not be kasher, and only after that taking what's vada kasher. So that's what the Mekorei Kodesh, which Rabbi Sachin talks about that in the Mekorei Kodesh, Simen Ches, or Simen Tes, rather, in Sukkos Beis. But there could be a svara in the Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch Haner, in his Bikur Yaakov in the back, Tosefes Bikurim, discusses this issue. Could be that the same svar the Beis Halevi used by Mila, that the mitzvah can be meshechas, because the gav is mahul, so you have mashmos by sukkah and such a thing as well. The Gemara says that the minig of Anshe Yerushalayim, the Gemara says in the third parak in sukkah, was that wherever they went, they took the lulav with them. The Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph from the days in sukkah, So it could be that from the perspective of Hida Mitzvah, that even though you say it has to be connecting to the mitzvah, but Lamaisa, since there's this inyan that the longer you're holding to the lulav, the mitzvah is nimsheches. You know, it's a lakicha that's continuous. Wherever you go, you're still holding on to the lulav. Could you still make the bracha? That's a good shayla. Could be, yes, could be not. There's pashtus, maybe you could even still say you can make the bracha because of this. But even if you don't make the bracha anymore, but there's something about the continuous holding of the lulav that allows you to say the mitzvah is still here. And therefore, could be, that based on that svar, that even if you would first take the not muhudr, but then you would switch to the muhudr, it still continues to be the shasa mitzvah, to the extent that it's not called a hiddur that's separate from the kiyum mitzvah. The mitzvah is nimsheches from that perspective. So that's smart to ponder, maybe specifically to the Yom Dalet meaning. Okay. So it looks like too much.